into the show, okay?
Blog Talk Radio.
You know that the ice cream, you know that the ice, you know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you for listening this morning. Today we have a very special guest, Jordan Christopher Coleman. He's only 13 years old, and he's an actor, and now he's also a filmmaker. And the interesting thing is his film is about education and the importance it holds for African-American boys. Again, he is only 13 years old, and he's an actor and a filmmaker. And he interviewed a variety of sports figures, politicians, various African-American males around the country about their experience with education. It's a 48-minute documentary. His website is www.sayitloudfilm.com. Again, that's www.sayitloudfilm.com. Good morning, Jordan. Can you hear me? Jordan? Okay, I think we got disconnected. Well, anyway, I think it's interesting that a 13-year-old would make a film about education. I know when I was 13, I wasn't really thinking that much about education, just trying to get through school and stay awake in the mornings. I think he called back. Hold on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, my phone got disconnected. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
So let's start off with the fact that how old are you again? You're 13, correct?
Yes, I'm 13 years old.
Okay, and you're an actor.
Yes, I'm an actor, voiceover character for Tyrone the Moose on Nickelodeon cartoon, The Backyardigans.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 2 years.
2 years? And how did you get started?
Well, I used to go on auditions when I was little, and mm-hmm. I used to never get them, so I used to get depressed because I'd never get them.
Mm.
Finally, my mom said to go on this one last audition for this TV show, and then I went on the audition, and there was a lot of kids there, and I went in, I acted like I was Tyrone the Moose, and they loved me, so they told me to come back, but less and less kids were there every time I came back, and finally, they chose me over this one kid, and I was extremely excited.
I'm sure. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. So what are some other things that you do other than acting? You're doing this film now. How did that come about, the film?
The film, my mom challenged me to do something with the money that I made from The Backyardigans to make a positive contribution to my community. So I thought about making a film about the importance of education for African-American boys.
Wow, I was just telling the audience, when I was 13, I was in the ninth grade, and I was trying to eat Snickers and drink iced tea to stay awake in class. I wasn't really thinking about making a film about education because I just wanted to get out of high school. So what was your experience interviewing the stars? Were you nervous interviewing? You interviewed Michael Strahan, Reverend Al Sharpton, Kobe Bryant. I mean, how did you feel, you know, you're like standing next to these, you know, stars, talking to them?
Oh, it felt great. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but then after we just started talking, it seemed like I knew them forever. So it was a lot of fun.
That's great. So how long did it take you to make the film? Did it take a year, 6 months, 3 months?
Yes, it took a year and a half to make the whole film.
And did you have a large crew, or was it just you and, like, a cameraman walking around, going to different parts of the country?
It's me, a cameraman, an editor, and my mom. That's it.
So your mom? Wow, so you did all that. Let me just tell your web address again. It's www.sayitloudfilm.com. What were some of the funniest things that you heard from the different, you know, stars and athletes?
Michael Strahan, he was saying how girls are distraction in school, at school, when you're driving, everywhere you go, girls are going to be a distraction in school.
Women are a distraction, huh? Yeah, that can be the case when you're in school, you're trying to focus and, you know, a hot chick walks by, I'm sure that's a little difficult. I mean, it's the same for girls, though, you know. I mean, if there's a nice-looking guy, you know, and you're in school, you know, you're supposed to be thinking about math or trigonometry. That definitely is a distraction. So what do you want to do? You want to continue acting, or do you want to go to make another film? What's your next step?
I'm trying to make a series of different films, but I am working on a TV show, a reality TV show. I mean, not a reality TV show. I'm a talk show.
Oh, a talk show.
It's going to be like a talk show, game show, but it's going to have an educational value to it.
And is it going to be for high school students or adults?
It's going to be for, like, middle school students, high school students, like, all grades, elementary.
Mm-hmm. What do you think one of the most important things you heard from your interviews? What was, like, one or two things that really stuck out for you from the different interviews?
Revenant Sharpton, he said that education is like a bat going up to a baseball plate. Without it, you're nothing. So you need it.
Wow, that is deep. I mean, what do you feel, and while you're in school, do you feel the teachers are supportive? I mean, you have your mom and your dad. I mean, does that help you? Do you think if you know, there's some children who don't have parents or only have one parent. Do you think that makes a difference in how they do in school?
There's no excuses in school. I mean, you can come from wherever. If there's drugs, alcohol, and shit, you're still supposed to get good grades because that's not you. If it is you, then you need to get out of that and become a successful person. But for me, my teachers are very, they are extremely great.
Very supportive.
Yes.
They have your back. How do you juggle? You're doing a voice for this character on Nickelodeon. How do you juggle that plus, you know, your homework? You have to study lines, and then you still have to do your homework. Do you have special days where you go to school? How do you deal with that?
Well, I usually go to school. Then after, I would go to the Backyardigans, which is in Manhattan. So we would drive down, my grandfather and I would drive down to Manhattan, and I would go into the recording room, and then I used to say the lines. I was all excited once I walked into the studio because they're all so friendly and nice, so I used to smile all the time, and I used to say the lines, and then after, I would leave and then probably go to football practice or basketball practice. And if I didn't finish my homework on the way to the Backyardigans, I would finish it once I got home from practice.
Wow, so you have a long day. So, I mean, you're doing like 3 or 4 different things in one day, and you're only 13. So I think you're right in your earlier statement that there are no excuses that but there are, you know, difficulties. I mean, for example, there's the issue of violence in schools. I mean, I myself have taught in high schools where they're pretty violent, not necessarily gun violence, but kids have to have a lot of fighting going on, and it makes it hard for the kids who do want to focus. Do you have any experience with that? How's your school? Is it pretty, you feel safe in your school, or do you feel like every day I got to go to school, I got to watch my back?
There's a lot of fights in my school, more than average, but I always feel safe. I don't know why either. I guess since I grew up in Hackensack, or I grew up going to the middle school, it was pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not cool that they're fighting, but everything just seemed natural almost because I know people are going to fight. It's not, what's the word?
You can't get around it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think some of the other boys, what did the other African-American boys in your school think about you making this film?
Oh, they love it. They always go around, sing the song, say it loud. And once they get, like, good grades, they would show me their good grades, and then I would be like, wow, I really helped them.
You really made an influence.
Yeah. That's my main goal, to help people, because I feel good when I help people.
So what are some of the things you can tell other young boys, I mean, I'm sure you have some friends or people that you know in your school who don't want to study, who don't like going to school. I mean, what would you tell them? What helps them? Is it sports? Does that help you, like, you know, deal with, like, issues, just get your stress out on the field? I mean, what are some things that you do to help, like, maybe you're having a difficult time studying for, you know, Shakespeare or for chemistry? I mean, what are some things you do?
I mean, you got to have fun while you're studying. You have to have fun while you're learning, or else you won't learn, or you'll be bored.
Mm.
What I do, if it's vocabulary words, I record it into a tape recorder. I know tape recorders are kind of old, but I record it into a tape recorder and then put it under my pillow, and I listen to it when I go to sleep.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know, that's helpful, too, probably for you studying your lines, because if you couldn't read, I mean, there are some children that can't read. I mean, there's probably more than 10% of the population in America who can't read. You wouldn't even be able to get your acting job. So
right. That's
a, you know, that's a really important tip. I just want to read something from an article that was in CNN, and it said that on average, the survey found that adults 18 and older with bachelor's degrees earned $51,000 in 2004, compared to people with high school degrees who only made $28,000. So that's an article from CNN 2006.
Wow.
So if you have a college degree, you're going to make, on average, it's saying almost $25,000 more than someone who just has a high school degree. And I'm sure if you don't have a high school degree, your income is going to be even lower. And I know in Philadelphia, I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 50% almost of the children here are dropping out of high school. Did you ever think about dropping out of high school? I mean, you just started, but
never in my life.
No. Do you know people in your grade? You're in the ninth grade now?
Eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade. Okay, so you haven't even gotten, see? All right, so you're not there yet, but what about, I mean, there are some children, unfortunately. Have you heard anybody talking about dropping out or just, well, I'm just going to get my GED?
A couple of people dropping out.
Yeah, and what are their reasons for dropping out?
They just don't care about school. They're just too lazy to do the work. They think the work is too hard. They think the teachers don't like them. They think that they're not going to make it in life, and they don't want to.
So what are their plans? What do they tell you their plans are? Are they just going to go hustle on the street, sell drugs, get a corner store job? What do they say?
Basically.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I just want to say to the listeners, what's important, I know, for young people is mentoring, reaching out to them. Like Jordan is saying that his teachers are very supportive of him, and I know teachers have made a great difference in my life. I went to arts elementary school. We had dance, music, we had theater, and we had regular classes like English and math and science. But these teachers really supported me, and the arts helped me a lot. I mean, that's probably part of the reason I'm doing a talk show. And Jordan is an actor. I'm sure he could speak to this. But being in theater, I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, and that has really helped me deal with a lot of challenges in my life. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm frustrated. And I can use that when I'm doing a character. Jordan, when you're working with your character, do you use some of your feelings from your real life?
Not really.
No, not yet.
I use imagination. Like, what would Tyrone do? How would he say this? How would he do that? And
mm-hmm.
It, like, rolls off. It's, like, natural almost. And that's
it's natural.
About it. Because I think me and Tyrone are somewhat alike.
Right.
Because it just comes out so naturally.
So what are some other things that you learned through your interviews? Do you remember what Mayor Cory Booker said about education? And because he's a mayor, so what did he say to you about education?
That, if you expect greatness, you will become greatness. And that you need to stay in school because there's a lot of people dropping out of school in Newark. So you need to stay in school. And if you just focus in school, then you'll do just fine. He went to Stanford, which is a great college. My mom was telling me how she wanted me to go there, but it's too far. So,
yeah, it's a great college. Now, you also interviewed some rappers and things, Busta Rhymes. And so what do you think there was a difference from what they said? What did they say? Like, what did Busta Rhymes say?
Actually, Busta Rhymes was something else. he was saying that we were not African Americans, but we were Asiatic Americans. And I was about 10 years old, so, no, around 11 years old, so I was kind of confused with what Asiatic Americans or New African Americans. So
right.
I stood there and held the mic and I asked my mom after what he was talking about.
Okay. What about Jadakiss? Do you remember?
He was a pretty cool guy. He reminded me of his teacher that I had in my school. So every time I see him, he reminds me of him. But he was talking, saying how he stayed in school, how he did the right thing, and how we need to do it too.
Right. What about Kobe Bryant? Now, Kobe Bryant, wow, I mean, he's like
Kobe
mega basketball Bryant. Star. Like, whoa, you know?
Kobe Bryant. He was my favorite interview.
And why was he your favorite?
I guess since he was Kobe Bryant. No.
What else is there to say, right? This is Kobe Bryant, so like that's all that has to be said. I was standing next to Kobe Bryant with a microphone in my hand. But seriously, so, you know, did he feel that education helped him, you know, get into the NBA and do all the things he's doing now?
Actually, he doesn't. He feels like he made a mistake almost, but he did the right thing because he should have went to college. He thinks that he should have went to college, but he also was looking ahead and looking at the next step. His SAT scores were so high, he could have gotten to any college that he wanted to. So it's not like education was a problem for him. He just was looking for the next step.
Right. So some people, they do make it in life without a college education. I mean, there are multimillionaires. But I would say on average, that's an exception. And I think it's important that kids understand that is an exception. Even Jordan yourself, you are an exception to getting on a TV show because there are thousands of kids and hundreds of kids auditioning every day. Like you said, you auditioned, lots of times, and you were getting a little sad because you didn't know if you were going to get it. And then finally you got it. I mean, definitely perseverance is important, and I think that carries over with education. It's going to be difficult sometimes. It's not going to be easy. But one thing I talked about last week, I had a show about the state of young black males, and I wanted to mention to parents that if the kids are in a public school, you have a right to go to the school and ask that the student get support systems, whether it's tutoring, whether it's evaluation for special ed or evaluation for being in a gifted program. And through that, the school has a certain time period where they have to respond to you, get the child tested, and get an education plan. Have you heard any of your friends in the gifted program in your school?
Actually, I'm in advanced math. I'm taking 10th grade math. I'm taking geometry right now. So I'm one of them in the gifted program.
Right. So that's helped you. See, I mean, this is an example. Jordan's in the 8th grade, but he's able to take 10th grade classes. And he's an African-American male. And, again, this is something that schools have to do legally. They have to, if you as a parent go and broach them about, you know, evaluating your student, testing your child for different services, they have to provide. And, for example, I had a psychologist last week. He dealt with a young lady who was having some problems in school, and they use songs and music. She was really into that to integrate her learning ability, and she made songs up to help her remember, you know, different data and information from school, and then she excelled wonderfully.
Wow.
So, yeah, they can do that. For example, I was in school. When I was in high school, I was in the gifted program, and I was in theater. So what helped me was, I think, 2 or 3 days a week, I would go to a theater company. I would leave school early, go to a theater company, and I was able to do that in high school in the 11th and 12th grades. So I had my regular classes, and then I did theater. But that made me happy. When I went to theater, I was, like, you know, really happy, excited, relaxed.
Right.
You know, and help me focus.
You're learning and having fun at the same time.
So I want to emphasize to parents or to people who are mentors, maybe you're a big brother, big sister, maybe you're in another mentoring program. That's really important because some kids learn differently, and that's something we mentioned last week. Some people are visual. Some people are into physical sports and they excel at sports. Some people are into science and math. Some people in the arts. It's important to find out what type of learning style your child has and then tap into that, and then, boom, you, like, open up a whole new avenue for your child. Or just a friend that you might know who has a child and say, well, I noticed the child's really into dancing. Well, maybe that's their avenue, and once they get into that, it'll help all other areas. So you said you're going to do a reality show or a talk show.
Yeah.
When is that going to come about? In a year from now, this year or next year? When is that going to start?
I'm not sure. I'm finishing up the pilot for it, so.
Okay. Now, do you want to continue acting throughout your life, or do you see yourself doing something else?
Actually, my lifelong dream is to become a sports reporter.
A sports reporter. Okay. Well, you already started interviewing, you know,
right,
Kobe Bryant and Michael Strahan and Ben Wallace. I mean, do you remember what Ben Wallace said to you in your interview?
Actually, it surprised me. He said that if he didn't become an NBA basketball player, that he wanted to become a lawyer. That surprised me that a basketball player would actually want to be a lawyer since they're making all the money that they are making, but they want to go to law school. So,
yeah. Well, I think it's important to have, you can have more than one dream, too.
Right.
As, you know, young people, you have a long life. I mean, people are living longer these days, maybe till 85 almost on average,
right,
or 80 years old. So you could be an actor for 10, 20 years. Then, you know, you could turn around and say, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to become a lawyer. You could be a computer science guru. You could own a store on the corner. You could sell shirts.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things out there. So, what are some of the things that kids complain about in school to you? You said the teachers don't support them. They're bored.
Yeah, like the teachers. School is long, too long. It's boring. The textbooks.
So what do you think
heavy.
Teachers can do? What are some, like, you don't have to say their name, but, like, what are some of your favorite teachers? What are some things that your favorite teachers do to help you stay focused in school?
I don't know. I guess since my mom pushed school so much that I'm
mm-hmm.
focused and I like it.
Okay.
So my teachers are awesome. If you laugh and have fun in a class, then the kids are going to love the class because I have some classes where we laugh all the time.
Okay.
And it's just so much fun. And we get our work done, too.
At the same time.
I have some classes where we never laugh. We just do work. We just talk. And we just discuss stuff. And then we don't have any fun at all.
Okay. So if you were a teacher, what would you do for children to help them focus in class?
I would have games before a test to help them study for tests. I would let them watch movies. I would bring candy in for people who get hundreds or people who get good grades, or I would just make them have fun, let them have fun.
So that's important, like you mentioned, bringing games in to make it fun. Also, someone in my chat room, I have a couple people listening on the chat, and they're saying that playing music
yes.
while the student's working. I know some teachers, when I was in school, we had to be super quiet, like don't talk unless the teacher spoke to you. So, again, this goes back to different environments help kids, like just playing. I know when I would go home, I could watch TV, listen to music, and do my homework all
right.
at the same time. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but, like, how do you focus on your homework and the TV's on? But for some reason, it worked for me. Now, some kids, though, would get distracted. They can't, you know, watch TV.
I would.
Yeah. You also mentioned about giving candy out. So that's important. I guess giving them a reward. Is that
right.
what you're saying, if they got 100 on the test?
Right, yes. That's
important. Yeah, I remember gold stars or something teachers used to give out, or I remember they would give you some kind of, like, little special pen or pencil or something, you know, some
right.
little trinket that teachers right. used to give out. And that was great. I loved getting all kinds of stuff. I wanted to get that. Or you could do something special at lunchtime, maybe, you know, I don't know, they would have, like, a special lunch for kids who did well on tests and stuff. So that's important. So what do you are you excited about going to high school? You're going to high school in the fall?
Yes, I cannot wait.
What do you think are you going to do sports in high school?
Definitely. I'm playing high school football and I'm playing high school basketball.
Okay.
All I talk about is high school. And my mom thinks that it's annoying, but I love saying high school.
I was going to say that you love high school. No, that's great. I mean, are you nervous about anything in terms of high school? Like, Is it going to be some of the same friends with you going to the same high school? Okay.
It's still going to be all my same friends, but I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
My mom had a couple of meetings with the people in high school, and she says that I have to be very, very, very early to class, because if I'm not early with them, they could kick me out of class.
Wow.
And sometimes I walk kind of slow. When my mom and I go to the mall, she's always a couple of feet ahead of me because I walk so slow. So I have to speed up my walk.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a kind of serious question. Do you feel that the African-American boys that you've seen in school are treated differently than other children, such as Asian children or white children or Latino children? Do you see any difference on how they're treated in school?
No, I don't see it in my school.
In your school?
I know in a high school, from kids telling me that they do. So I am preparing my friends and myself for that, for those horrible events that's going to happen in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hopefully you won't have to experience that. But unfortunately, some African-American boys experience not a lot of support in high school. And because, of, again, going back to the way kids learn differently in different environments that they're raised in, someone in the chat room said that, yes, a lot of teachers know that students learn differently, but they hesitate to implement the strategies in the classroom. I guess because it takes a little more time, it probably has a little more resources, and a lot of schools are, their belt buckles are super tight now because we're in a recession, so they don't have the resources there to help the teachers. I mean, there's teachers who want to help students. But I just want to say thank you, Jordan. We only have a couple more minutes left, but I want to say thank you so much for coming on this morning,
waking up
early on a Saturday. I want to say your website address again is www.sayitloudfilm.com. Again, www.sayitloudfilm.com. And again, he interviewed Kobe Bryant, Ludacris, Michael Strahan, Reverend Al Sharpton, Ben Wallace, Master P, Mayor Cory Booker. There are so many beautiful African-American men on this film. Definitely want you to check it out. His film was featured as part of AMC Theater's 2008 Summer Movie Camp. He's also screened the film at 100 Black Men of America's 2008 conference in Orlando. And it was screened across the country, New York City, Washington, D.C., Kansas City, Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., and Miami. So it is all over the place. So if you have friends in other areas of the country, they can also check out the film. Again, www.sayitloudfilm.com. And Jordan, what are some of the closing things you want to say to young African-American boys today when they're about to start high school?
Just stay in school. Make sure you finish it out strong and hope for the best.
Hope for the best. All right, well, I hope for the best for you, and I wish all the best for your family, your acting career, your sports career as a sports newscaster, if that's what you want to do. I want to say I just love that you chose to do this film, and it was needed, and good luck with your talk show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. And all the listeners, don't forget to mark Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys as a favorite. Also, if you have any questions or concerns for me, you can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Next week, we're going to be talking to an African-American scientist. His name is Tyrone Ragsdale, and he's a chemist, and he uses music and rap and a variety of things to help kids learn about science. So tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we'll be here. And the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. Thanks again, Jordan, for coming on, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, have a great Saturday.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.